Hi everyone, this is Alan Forte. Times when you can't go it alone. That's my message for today. Now, this message should not be taken for us as a license to be set free from anything, nor is it a message to make us feel as if we've got to stay tied to something that's not working. It should help us to see how we should pull together and work together when the time comes that we can't go it alone. In the beginning, God created for Adam a helper that was comparable to him. This helper was Eve. Of all the things that God had created till then, he knew that none would be an equal yoke to Adam. Eve was the first symbol of being joined together with someone comparable. You'll find that in Genesis chapter 2, verse 20. A yoke is used to join two things together so that they pull together and that they work together. The yoke in some ways makes a man and a woman to become one. And because of the yoke, a man and a woman lose the identity of ever having been separate. They come to share a common vision of what's ahead for them. But the need to pull together and the need to work together happens in more than just marriage. That is why Paul warns us to be careful of how and to whom we bind ourselves. 2 Corinthians 6 and 14 says it this way, "Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness, and what communion has light with darkness?" Now here, Paul is saying to believers should be careful not to join themselves with unbelievers. Such an arrangement will make for a hard and difficult way forward. We mostly apply this scripture to the idea of marriage, but it has greater implications and value to us. A believer is not the same as a non-believer, and a non-believer is not the same as an unbeliever. Believers working together with other believers should be easy for us to see. When yoked together, what you see ahead is the same. You share the same reasons for moving forward, and you respond to the things around you in much the same ways. Believers working with non-believers is different. A non-believer is simply someone who has yet made the decision to believe. They are belief neutral. They don't deny the existence of God or the work of the cross. They simply have not come to a place in their lives where they can believe what they don't deny. Believers and non-believers can actually coexist and work together because the non-believer is not necessarily going to attack your beliefs. In fact, they may look ahead after they are yoked with you, and they may be amazed at what they see, and they are actually drawn to it. Nicodemus was a non-believer. Believers working together with unbelievers, well, this is different and probably impossible. And I believe this is what Paul was warning us against. An unbeliever is someone who denies that God exists and will actually work against your beliefs to prove that they are right and you are wrong. An unbeliever will do anything and everything they can to undo what is believed about God and about Jesus. Pharaoh was an unbeliever. Goliath was an unbeliever. Haman from the book of Esther, he was an unbeliever. Pilate was an unbeliever. Nicodemus was a non-believer. Zacchaeus, he was a believer. The unbelievers are the problem for the believers. From these examples, we should see why we are warned never to voluntarily yoke ourselves to an unbeliever. The path forward would be difficult, if even impossible. Goliath tried to make a deal with the Israelites. If they defeated him, the Philistines would serve them and their God. But if Goliath defeated the Israelites' champion, then the Israelites would have to serve the Philistines and their God. Do not be yoked to unbelievers like this. The yoke is meant to share a burden, not to be a burden. So how do we guard against becoming unequally yoked? Well, we learn to develop how we think. We learn to be discerning about how others think. And we help others to see how we think more than trying to just help them to see what we want to do. Yoke yourself to the Lord first. The Lord is on every path that there is, but He only wants you on the path that He chooses for you. Make sure you're on the right path so that you pull in the right direction. And if you find yourself yoked to someone who fights against God, or against your belief in the Lord, or against the path that He's chosen for you, then you may be yoked to an unbeliever. Whether it's in marriage, or friendship, or work, or play, or whatever the situation, if your circumstances causes you to live like you're an unbeliever, you may be unequally yoked. In this case, pray that the Lord would help you change the things around you.